Rachel Bernhardt gently places the body of a Pomeranian named Wiley into a metal chamber.
Get up on our little ladder and place his little body in the machine.
Wiley was a beloved family dog, known for being feisty and, as his name suggests, wily. He was 17 when he died.
We're gonna place some rose petals in here with him.
She lowers the platform down. In another chamber, she pours in a bucket of potassium hydroxide, a highly alkaline or basic chemical. This is water cremation or aquamation, which uses fluid to break down the body instead of heat. Bernhardt closes the lid, turns on the machine, and it fills with water. In about 18 hours, Bernhardt will come back to finish processing the remains. Bernhardt recently started doing water cremations for pets in her new warehouse space in Anchorage.
And what that does is essentially accelerate a decomposition process. It's generally regarded as a gentler process than flame cremation, and it is a more energy efficient process as well.
Bernhardt is passionate about offering more death care options in Alaska. She's worked for many years in organ and tissue donation programs, so she learned a lot about the intersections of healthcare and death care. She says her experience with the death of a family member was a turning point for her.
What was missing was the hands-on component, because a lot of it happens behind closed doors. You know, your loved one is whisked away, and the next time you see them is when they have makeup on and they're all done up. And then you go back a couple days, weeks later and pick up an urn. And that's kind of your only interaction with that process. So it felt very just disjointed and impersonal.
Bernhardt found solace in a national movement toward natural death care that began in the 1990s. The movement pulled from long-standing cultural traditions of natural burial that had been displaced by contemporary Western death practices. Green burials have become more available nationwide in recent years, but not in urban Alaska. Bernhardt is quick to say that making choices around death is personal and there's not one right way, but she's doggedly pushing for people to have more choices than conventional burial and cremation. She calls it an obsession. She also helps organize a regular meetup in Anchorage called a death cafe to talk about death and the choices people have around it.
I wish more people could have a quiet moment with themselves and realize that the things that we find taboo, like talking about death, are really kind of cultural. That's not the way it needs to be.
Bernhardt is dreaming big. Besides starting a water cremation business, she's also working to create a natural burial cemetery in Anchorage. Bodies there won't be embalmed before burial, and they'll be wrapped in a simple canvas cloth or shroud instead of a coffin. She says a natural cemetery holds far fewer bodies than a regular cemetery.
So that low-density natural burial, as bodies naturally decompose, actually serves as nutrients to the ecosystem there rather than a source of pollutant.
Bernhardt knows that she's at least a couple years out from being able to bury someone in the natural cemetery she's creating, but so many people were interested that she created a waitlist. Stephanie Zabarak-Reed was one of the first people to join the waitlist. She lives in Fairbanks and is in her 60s. She says she's attracted to natural burial because she has a strong aversion to embalming. When she was 20, her father died, and she says seeing him embalmed was disturbing.
You don't look a thing like you do when you're alive. I was young enough that made a huge impression on me at the time. I expected to see my dad in this body in this casket was not anything like him at all.
Embalming fluids include formaldehyde, which is toxic and a carcinogen. And as Zabarak-Reed's gotten older and started thinking more about death care options, she realized natural burial aligned with her values. She and her husband hope to be buried at the cemetery Bernhardt is creating.
It just seems the gentlest of the alternatives. And I'm conscious about the environment. I don't want to be polluting. I don't want to be wasteful. I like the gentle approach.
Bernhardt's natural burial cemetery will be what's called a conservation burial ground. She imagines a park where you're more likely to see wild flocks of birds than a headstone. The grave markers will be much smaller than a typical cemetery.
It's better for the community, better for the planet, better for people. It's a hands-on experience burying somebody in a natural burial cemetery. If you want to use a shovel and help, that's welcomed and encouraged.
Bernhardt believes there's a lot of interest in more natural burial and cremation methods in the state, though she knows offering new options will take time. But once they're available, she hopes it will change the way people feel about death and the choices around it. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.